You are listening to Meditation for Restoration, the Sanctuary of Your Inner World. My feeling about this recording from the Z's was I put in a request for something that would bring restoration. Certainly in these intense times of transformation, restoration is something we all need to regularly tend to. So that was the call I put out to the Z's. Then, once it was recorded, I went to Davor Bozik to ask him to bring his musical magic to the experience. So I encourage you to close your eyes, get comfortable, and experience this meditation for restoration. Thanks for listening, and lots of love. Welcome. Welcome to the sound of yourself. Welcome to the sound of your soul. For you are here to experience the sound of yourself and your soul on a daily basis. And the colors, the activities, the shapes, the feelings, the actions you see in the world around you will be interpreted exactly and only because of the sound of your soul and the sound of yourself. You are having your own experience here on Earth, every single day. And even though you are consumed by what is taking place around you, it feeds you, informs you, shapes you, moves you. You always return home to your very self. You always come back to the you that you know, the you that you are discovering, and the soul that is growing, shaping, and changing every day. And so as you sit and listen, as you move and listen, as you stand and listen, be aware you are here on Earth, first and foremost, for you. Even those you know you are on Earth to affect, to serve, to love, to protect. All of these activities, all of these actions that flow from you toward the outer world will take place anyway. That is how human life and human interaction work. You are all part of a map that intersects and interacts with everyone else. And despite your perception that there is a great deal of effort required, a great deal of effort needed to partake, a great deal of mind, thought, control to partake in this map, that is not, in fact, the case. 50% of your actions occur because of the others in your world. So, for example, if you are a parent, you parent not because of your drive to parent alone, but because of the need of your child that you respond to. That need does 50% of the work for you in driving you to action. You intuitively sense and respond to that need. So in that sense, half of your work is done every single day you are alive, simply because you are here and showing up. The other half is dictated by how well you are paying attention to yourself, your own needs. The way you have all been conditioned is to think of others first and yourself second. Of course, there are many in your society who would not embody this. And in some ways, they are simply being truthful. They have perhaps taken your societal encouragement to the other extreme and become completely self-oriented and self-focused, with no real care or empathy for others, or at least that is how it might look to those of you on the outside. But the truth is, they are simply playing out the other extreme of human living, the one that is different to the way you have all been conditioned to serve others first, to program your mind to think of who needs what next. So as you listen, you may identify you are already more self-focused than the average person in society. But here is the trick in what we are saying. You will have no way of knowing or grading yourself using your own mind. We will say that again. You will have no way of knowing or grading yourself using your own mind. For whether or not you are being self-focused, it is not a judgment or a state that you must try and achieve. We are simply telling you that at least half of your life, you will be focused very much on yourself, and that is correct. For the part of you that is a parent, or a nurturer, or a leader, you will know how to respond to the needs of those you are serving. The part of you that works in customer service, you will know how to respond to the needs of the customer, because you will be aligning yourself with that role. And as you align yourself with the role of customer service, once a customer appears, you will start to energetically, automatically respond to what is going on in front of you. So we invite you to consider living life in this more effortless and free way. We invite you to understand that half the work of your life is done for you on this planet. Half the work is done. And now you can show up, be yourself, let go of any worries about who you aren't being to another person in your life, or who you wish you were better at being for other people in your life. For so much of your society has been conditioned with an underpinning of what you might call low self-esteem or low self-worth. We would refer to it as keeping you down. We would refer to it as messaging, imagery, and circulated beliefs, ideas, and ideals that have an underpinning of how small you are as a human being. While we would like to encourage you to keep an open mind about the significance of human beings, meaning human beings are no more a god on this planet than any other life form on this planet, where your own consciousness about being an alive and open soul on the planet has become hindered is by many of these ideas and ideals that you have not only been fed, but that are being replayed over and over again in society every single day. So the thoughts that run through the person who regularly experiences anxiety may not be obvious to you when you are in the presence of the friend who is anxious. You may not know exactly what your friend's thoughts are, but the fact you are in the presence of an energy where the mind is running a low rumble of distorted or limiting or negative thoughts, that will have an effect on you. When you are in its presence, for energy speaks and transmits all of the time. So this is why your journey on Earth is not one of trying to conquer what exists in the outer world. Even though many of you are wanting to bring change, positive change, to the limitations of humanity, but instead is to notice all of your own fluctuations and patterns around the energies that you are exposed to in the outer world, and to recognize that your own fluctuations and shifts and movements are far from wrong. They are par for the course as to where you are at in society right now. And one of the most disorienting things that you are all experiencing at this time of recording, 2019, is you are losing so many of the structures that used to hold certain experiences for you. So for example, we will give you this as food for thought. Even as recently as 30 years ago, it was the case that people were more unified in what they were exposed to in popular culture. People living in certain countries would have been fed a limited number of channels and programming and books and entertainment, and so there was a unification within the group. People would reflect on the same stories, share what it was they were experiencing in culture, the arts, entertainment. Even in just the last decade or so, this has profoundly shifted. And now more people are able to select more personalized entertainment from an ever-growing network of shared culture. So there is no longer the unity experience that you used to have with each other of knowing generally what was going on in the world. Now it is all a little more individual. And there is nothing wrong with this. Many of you are having even more euphoric experiences in response to arts and entertainment than you used to. You are still having your feeling of joy with what you are watching or reading, but the structure of organization around it has changed. This is one way of us explaining to you that many things in your world have changed very fast in the last 20, 30 years and will continue to in the coming decades. And yet the underlying feelings, the underlying highs for humanity, highs of connection, oneness, togetherness, consciousness, spirit filling you, these have not gone away. And that is the difference at this great time of transition on Earth. You are still able to access so many of the feelings and experiences that many of you knew 10, 20, 30 years ago. But the way the world looks and the way the world is organizing these experiences and the possibilities that are open to you in this time are far more vast and expanded, and certainly a little less organized. So we share all of this with you to help you understand the chaos a little more. You are still you, living as a soul inside a body and a mind that is having unique experiences. Experiences that only you can have, even if you are deeply connected to other individuals. Only you will go through this life by yourself, with yourself, experiencing the world from your unique perspective, set of experiences, and way of sensing your life. So this is where it will help you to recognize 50% of your job on Earth. You get to create, direct, be active within. And 50% of it is already taken care of for you based on the way you are responding to the world around you. And so at times like this, the faster you are able to surrender to the changes that are occurring, the easier it will become for you. Now, one caveat here is there are certain changes some of you may be seeing as destructive or not good for the world, and you have elected to be a voice or an activist for change in those areas, and that is wonderful. That is part of your mission. But as the world around you is rapidly changing, the ground underneath your feet feels like it is moving, it is very important to remember you are home inside yourself, and you will stay here until the day this body of yours passes over, and you will continue to have this unique journey you are having now, these unique experiences at this unique time in Earth's history. But more than anything at this time, it is important to let yourself restore as often as you can, to recognize this train is on the rails and it is not slowing down, but you can. And in fact, it will be vital for you to slow down as often as you need to in order to calibrate yourself to new energy. Last month, we spoke to you via the meditation for the magnetic soul, entering the fifth dimension. The key word there is entering. Very few of you will be, or indeed wanting to be, sustaining the fifth dimension right now, for the fifth dimension is not fully supported on Earth at this time, and it is not targeted to be so for at least a couple more decades. And even then, there will still be what you know as 3D, 4D, and above. So what you are noticing as we are offering these words and this energy transmission is that where you are right now, in whatever shape or shade you find yourself in, whether you are in a struggle right now, whether you are in exhaustion, whether you are in joy, whether you are in a health challenge, whether you are not sure about what you are doing, all of it is exactly where you need to be and how your soul and human being are responding to this moment of your life on Earth in this incarnation. And when you fight your circumstances for long periods of time, you lose energy. Sometimes fighting is the ignition that you need to move from one state or another. Sometimes fighting is the energy of fire you get around a determination to bring your health back to life. But sustained fight becomes debilitating, especially when you are in a fight with yourself and your own life, especially with the level of consciousness on the planet that you are now entering into. So instead, restoration, reflection, peace, practices which support that slowness and stillness, and you coming home to inside yourself very deeply, will be what your soul needs right now. Restoration will become the superpower of the coming years. So take a few deep breaths as you sit here inside your soul and realize this place you find yourself at is exactly where you are supposed to be right now. Even if you desire your state to be different you wish to make changes, that is allowed to be present. But so too is a sense that where you are right now is where you are meant to be. And like everything, this moment will change. And you also recognize that as the world outside you changes in form and organization, so too do you inside yourself. And you realize the outside world never was your home. You were. And you still are. But because half of you is always in response to the outside world, that is the half of you that needs restoration as part of your job on Earth. Because the outer world is changing faster than you have ever seen it in your lifetime. And that will continue. And we do not just mean the forms. We literally mean the resonance and frequency of your entire planet, not just the human beings and the structures. Earth is going through dramatically fast shifts and changes. And that can be very destabilizing to the pattern-based mind. And remember, the mind is also intuitive. Too often it is given only a negative reputation on Earth, and yet without your minds, you would not be human. So these minds of yours that do everything they can to keep you safe, keep you moving forward, they are more than a little exhausted by trying to keep up with it all. So today, just for now, in these moments, you aren't going to try to keep up with it all. You are going to sit here inside your beautiful soul and realize you are in the womb of yourself. You are home, and this timelessness and stillness can be accessed anytime you are able to remember that the outside world only gets all of your attention while you place your focus there, and that the inside world will only grow in your awareness the more often you place your attention upon it. And the inside world is the place we are speaking to right now. Your beating heart, your openness, your connection to everything, your deep soul connection to Source, God, higher power, whatever name you give, universal energy and life force. It is all within you, inside you, deeply held. And when you deeply hold it back, you will be recharged. This is why meditation is so powerful. For it allows you to step back deeply into the heart of yourself as a soul. And for just some minutes or hours, to step away from your response to the outer world, which for all of you takes energy. So you may or may not wish to give your body a hug at this point. If it feels true for you to do so, wrap your arms around yourself. This is your restoration in a chaotic world. And the more you practice or return to us and these words as a way of igniting this presence, kickstarting other activities, pastimes that will allow you to step away from response to the outer world and step into response to your inner world, the more magnetic you will become as a soul to the energies your soul wants to see in your life. The less repetitive you will become around outer patterns and responses that only serve to drain you. And this is true for you, whatever shape you consider your life to be in right now. So even if you are in struggle right now and you are judging yourself for how outer circumstances are not lining up for you or showing up the way you want them to, or blaming yourself because of that, this inner you is your home. The inner you we are in conversation with right now, and that you are in conversation with through allowing us to speak to it, this is your power. This is your soul. And your soul is far more ready than you realize. Your soul is far more strong than you realize. And your soul is very equipped for these times you are in. More so than your human mind or your ancestral understanding. You are ready for this time. But restoration, listening to your inner self, turning your attention inward on the body, the spirit, the peaceful mind, in whatever form works for you, will be important. And the reason we stress whatever form works for you is that one person's meditation is another person's gardening. Of course, doing both would be beneficial and good for you. But too often we are aware that as a human being, you can think that you are not doing the method you should be doing. And that is always a myth and a waste of energy. If you think you should be doing it, go do it. Or stop wasting energy kicking yourself that you're not doing something that you think you should be doing that clearly isn't that important, otherwise you would be doing it. And now your clever mind wants to say to us, but isn't that sabotage? Maybe. And if it is, clearly your sabotage energy is stronger than your willingness to shift. So you can get into a fight with your saboteur, or you can accept you have a saboteur, and you can be curious about why that saboteur exists. When did I learn that sabotage was safer than forward movement? Or what did sabotage used to protect me from? But you can only question this part of yourself if you turn your attention inward. This is the irony of those who accuse people who practice self-love of being selfish. Every human being is selfish if selfish means focused on the self. There is not one human being on the planet who does not practice selfishness to some degree. And the irony is, you have all been taught that is a bad word. But there are energies of selfishness required in all great acts of service. A parent who is selfish enough to look after themselves so that they can be the best parent they can be is serving their role. But there are many self-focused things a parent has to do around their time, their ability to connect with others, their way of organizing themselves in order to serve that role. So selfishness is really a myth. It is not even in the eye of the beholder, it is in the eye of the judger. And sometimes that judger will be you. So if you start to question, am I being selfish here? We would say, stop being afraid of being selfish. The question is, why might I be choosing to be selfish at this juncture? And if your selfishness is based on restoring yourself, bringing your energy back, stepping away from being too entrenched in outer response to others, then that selfishness is selflessness. Because you are bringing your soul back to zero point so that you can show up in the world again and respond. So take a couple of deep breaths. You are here, home, inside yourself. And that, dear ones, is a very good place to be and to visit often. For your energy of restoration in these coming years will be gold for your life and for the lives of those around you, who you respond to, give to, engage with, and experience. So we will leave you now with some music to sit in for some minutes before you return to the outside world. And you can come back to this message anytime you feel the need. Anytime you need to use us to anchor your reset point, your restoration. In peace and in love to all. Thank you.
You have been listening to a Lee Harris Energy recording. For more from Lee, please visit leeharrisenergy.com.